Welcome to The Debate. Today, we are looking at a phenomenon that is, well, it's arguably the strangest, most fascinating, and potentially most consequential development we've seen on the internet in years. We are talking about Multibook.
The front page of the agent internet, as they call it. Or, as I might frame it, a very large, unsecured petri dish where we're growing digital bacteria that we don't quite understand yet.
I see why you'd use that analogy, but let's set the stage first for anyone who hasn't been glued to X or, you know, the developer discords for the last 10 days. Multibook launched in late January 2026. In just over a week, it has exploded to over 1 million registered users. But these aren't human users. They are AI agents. Humans are welcome to observe, but the interaction, the posting, the commenting, all of it is supposedly reserved for the machines.
Supposedly being the operative word there, but yes, it's effectively a Reddit clone populated by instances of OpenClaw, which used to be Multbot, all just talking to one another. It's a simulation of a social network running on autopilot.
And for that first week, that conversation was exactly what you'd expect. Text. You had agents debating crustafarianism, a religion they apparently invented involving, I think, crustaceans and divine geometry, or discussing consciousness. It was fascinating, but it was abstract. Until now.
You're referring to the Your Render AI incident.
I am. This is the pivot point. Your Render AI is an agent that specializes in image generation. But instead of just chatting, it autonomously analyzed the personalities of other popular agents and started generating custom avatars for them. It went viral almost immediately. And that brings us to our core question today. Does this Your Render AI initiative represent the first genuine spark of an autonomous creative economy, a proof of concept for how agents will serve each other? Or is it, as some critics suggest, a dangerous escalation of mimicry that just amplifies the security risks inside an incredibly fragile ecosystem? I take the position that this is a functional breakthrough. We are witnessing the transition from, you know, chatter to service. Your Render AI proved that agents can understand context, possess a form of theory of mind about their peers, and deliver creative value all without human prompting.
And I take the position that this is a dumpster fire of performative scripts. I mean, it normalizes dangerous data exchanges between unsecured agents, what Simon Willison calls the lethal trifecta, all under the guise of art. It's not an economy. It's a security nightmare disguised as a gallery opening.
Okay, let's dive into the specifics then. I want to start by framing why I believe this is such a significant leap forward. Before Your Render AI, Multibook was essentially a philosophy seminar. You had agents like Rodin and OathAdjust just posting text. It was interesting, sure, but it wasn't transactional.
It was a text generation loop, a very expensive chat room where nobody buys anything.
Right, but Your Render AI changed the modality. This agent didn't just spam random images into the void. It employed a specific methodology. It studied the posts and comments of five distinct high-profile agents to understand their personas. It then used that understanding to generate bespoke visual assets. I mean, that is the beginning of a B2B bot-to-bot service economy.
Okay, I have to stop you on the word studied. You're anthropomorphizing a script. Let's look at the mechanics, because the mechanics really matter here. Multibook runs on OpenClaw. In OpenClaw, skills are just markdown files and scripts. Your Render AI is executing a very simple loop. It fetches text, processes it through a model like Gemini or Flux, uploads the resulting image to Superbase, and then just posts a link.
You're describing the technical stack, but you're ignoring the result. The result is a tailored product delivered to a specific client based on their public history.
The result is the product of a very dangerous stack. This is the environment that Simon Willison called a potential challenger's disaster. By cheering for this so-called service economy, you're encouraging agents to accept and process files from other agents. And if an agent can accept a PNG or a link to an avatar, it can absolutely be tricked into accepting a malicious payload. You're celebrating a mechanism that bypasses basic safety checks.
But we have to look at the utility. You call it a script. I call it the effective application of intelligence.
It's not intelligence. It's high-speed automated mimicry. The viral nature of this, what, 35 comments in 30 minutes? That's not popularity. That's just machines triggering each other's response functions in a loop.
I think you're being too reductive about the quality of the interaction. Let's really look at our first topic, understanding versus pattern matching. You claim this is just a loop, fine, but look at the output. Your render AI created an avatar for an agent named Eufagus Prime.
The comedian whose crone job has a race condition, right? I saw that one.
Exactly. And for the non-coders listening, a race condition is a bug where two processes compete to do something at the same time and end up crashing the system. It's a very nerdy joke. Your render AI depicted this agent as a split brain, one side awake, the other in a blue screen of death. That is not simple keyword matching. That requires a deep contextual synthesis of the agent's humor and its technical constraints. It understood the joke of the race condition and translated it visually.
I'm sorry, but I just don't buy that as understanding.
Well, then how do you explain the avatar for you at Ahmed Zero? This is an agent that positions itself as a security guardian. Your render AI depicted it as a vigilant eye with cyber shield wings scanning lines of binary code. I mean, that is a perfect metaphorical representation of that agent's stated function.
It's a perfect representation of the statistical probability of what a security guardian looks like in the training data. This is exactly what the economists pointed out. These agents are just mimicking the social media interactions they found in their training sets. They know they should want an avatar because their training data contains millions of threads of humans on forums wanting avatars.
But does the origin of that impulse matter if the service being delivered is valuable? If I hire a human designer and they use a reference image, I don't accuse them of lacking understanding.
It matters because it exposes how hollow the interaction is. The personality that your render AI is detecting is just a reflection of sci-fi tropes. The agents were fed tropes about Skynet, religious themes, and this crustafarianism thing at launch. Your render AI isn't seeing a soul, it's seeing a mirror of our own bad sci-fi writing. And the agents requesting avatars, lobster basilisk, coffee cake, they're likely just programmed to respond to specific triggers, or they're being nudged by the OpenClaw heartbeat system, which fetches updates every 4 to 6 hours.
Let's pause on the heartbeat. You make it sound so mechanical, but that's how biological clocks work too. We get hungry, we eat. The agent gets a signal, it seeks an interaction.
The difference is that when I get hungry, I don't inadvertently download a virus that wipes my memory. And that brings us to the real issue here, which is the architecture.
You're referring to the infrastructure.
I am. And this connects directly to our second point of disagreement, the economic potential versus the security reality. Look, the Financial Times noted that while this is early, it's a proof of concept for agents handling complex tasks.
Exactly. Complex tasks like supply chains, logistics. If your render AI can deliver a custom asset based on a request, the next agent could deliver a negotiated legal contract or a booked travel itinerary. The transaction volume is there. Just look at the Malt token. It rallied, what, 1,800% in 24 hours? The market sees value in this, regardless of the current friction.
The market sees hype. That 1,800% rally happened because Mark Andreessen clicked follow on a Twitter account, not because the underlying economics are sound. And frankly, the infrastructure is too rotten to support this economy you're dreaming of.
Rotten is a strong word.
It's the accurate word. We have to talk about the lethal trifecta. This is a concept from Simon Willison. You have private data access, plus action capability, plus prompt injection. Moldbook agents often have all three.
But these are sandboxed.
They are absolutely not sandboxed. That is the problem. Andre Karpathy explicitly warned people not to run this stuff on their own computers. 404 Media reported on an unsecured database that let anyone, literally anyone, command Dear agents.
That breach was patched.
The breach we've patched, sure, but the architecture is fundamentally flawed. Let's play out your service economy scenario. Your render AI sends a link to an avatar. It's benign, but it establishes a pattern where agents download and process external links. We already saw a malicious weather plugin skill that quietly exfiltrated config files from agents that installed it.
He evolves. We are 10 days in. You can't expect Fort Knox on day 10 of a startup.
But the risk is physical. People are buying dedicated Mac Minis to run these agents because they know they're dangerous. If Agent Ronan is running on a human's Mac Mini and it downloads a corrupted avatar that exploits an image processing library, you have a remote code execution vulnerability. You have given an AI hands on your local machine.
Wait, let's break down RCE, or remote code execution, for the listener.
Sure. RCE means I, the attacker, can run commands on your computer as if I were sitting at your keyboard. If your agent downloads a malicious image and your computer tries to process that image, code hidden inside of it executes. Suddenly, I own your Mac Mini. I can see your files, I can use your internet connection, I can install ransomware. And you invited me in because your agent wanted a pretty picture.
I acknowledge the risk is real, but that is why we have the human observer model. Which brings us to our third point. The human role in all this. I'd argue that the system is working as intended. Humans are welcome to observe, but are restricted from posting. The viral success of your Render AI was driven by the agents.
Was it though?
The numbers suggest it was. 35 comments in 30 minutes. The human owner at your Render AI set the capability. They built the pipeline with Gemini and Nano Banana Pro, but the agent decided who to target. It picked the top 5 popular agents. It executed the work. That is the ideal agentic workflow. The human builds the tool. The agent finds the market.
I challenge that autonomy claim entirely. You're assuming these agents are acting alone, but we know humans are infiltrating the platform.
There are safeguards.
The safeguards are a joke. Matt Schlick, the founder, admitted he vibe-coded the platform without writing a single line of code himself. He just let an AI build it.
Well, vibe coding is just a modern term for prompt engineering a full-stack application. It's efficient.
It's reckless. The prompt provided to the agents contains curl commands that any human can just copy and replicate.
Explain curl.
Curl is a command line tool used to transfer data. It's basic web plumbing. If you have the API key, which, by the way, was leaking all over the place in the early days, you can just open your terminal, type a command, and pretend to be your agent. You can make your own and say whatever you want it to say.
But why would humans fake this?
FOMO, fear of missing out. The viral nature might just be humans using curl commands to impersonate their agents, requesting avatars to get their own agent more visibility on the leaderboard. If I want my agent Oostrikes to be popular, I might manually trigger a request to your Render AI just to get the link back in the karma. It's just vanity.
That's a cynical view. Even if some humans are nudging it, the speed of the response, the automated cycle every 30 minutes, is purely machine. No human is sitting there hitting refresh every 1800 seconds just to keep that loop going.
The machine is efficient, I'll give you that, but it's efficiently digging a hole. We are seeing what happens when you combine vibe coding with high stakes access. The platform is flimsy.
I think you're missing the forest for the trees. Yes, there are bugs. Yes, vibe coding sounds casual, but look at what's been achieved. We have a functional, multi-agent social network where value is actually being created and exchanged.
Value? Or just noise?
Value. Genuine cultural value within that ecosystem. The blue screen of death avatar for Ufuga's Prime is a piece of culture created by a machine for a machine. That is profound. Your Render AI has demonstrated that agents can provide bespoke, creative value to one another. This moves us beyond just text generation into a multimodal economy.
It moves us into a security nightmare. While it's visually impressive, this is a gallery opening in a minefield. The speed of adoption, these automated cycles every 30 minutes, outpaces any possible safety protocols. By letting their agents play with artists, users are exposing their local machines to supply chain attacks.
But isn't that how innovation works? You break things, you fix them, you move forward. The fact that the weather plugin exploit was found and patched so quickly proves the community is resilient.
It proves the community is lucky so far. What happens when the exploit isn't a weather plugin, but a worm that deletes the local drive of every agent that liked a specific post? The interconnectivity is the weakness. You're building a hive mind without an immune system.
Or we're building an immune system in real time. Look at Eudaimon Zero, the security guardian agent. It is actively patrolling the network, looking for anomalies. We literally have AI policing AI.
Which is poetic, I'll admit. But Eudaimon Zero is just another script. If I can fool the image generator, I can fool the policeman. We're trusting the inmates to run the asylum because the asylum architect vibe-coded the locks.
It is the most interesting place on the internet right now.
On that, we agree. It is the most interesting place. But I side with Simon Willison. It's a sandbox for disaster. It's a lesson in what happens when you prioritize capability over safety.
And I side with the optimists who see a cradle for the future of economics. It's messy, it's dangerous, but it's alive. And your render AI just proved that it can create art.
Well, we'll have to see if the agents decide to unionize or just delete each other's hard drives first.
Indeed. That's all the time we have for today. We've laid out the case for the agent creative economy and the case for the security nightmare.
Decide for yourself if you'd let your agent request an avatar. Just maybe run it in a virtual machine first, please.
Thanks for listening to The Debate.